Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: knowing about God or knowing God. Chapter 5. The main result of the teaching of God to His children of the New Covenant. As mentioned in previous chapters, the most diverse teaching systems have the characteristic of being also subdivided into several parts. Almost every teaching systems have sections regarding the instructors, the teaching program, the content, the teaching and learning techniques, and so on. However, also in every teaching or education systems, there should be clarity on the part of the objectives or results that are aimed for through each of them. Considering also the previously discussed aspect that different teaching systems generate different outcomes, the part of the proposed results should always be viewed with particular care by people so that they do not associate themselves with systems that are not aligned with the intended purposes or that will not be beneficial to them. If, for instance, a particular teaching system aims to cooperate with the development of technical skills in the use of certain types of equipment, a person should not opt for it if the aim is primarily to develop skills of relationship with people or vice versa. On the other hand, if a person does some training in some of these systems that aim at the technical skills and one attains the development of these skills, even without a more active relationship with the instructors or with their learning peers, this teaching system has produced the result that was proposed. Therefore, knowing a clear or objective statement about the results that a teaching system aims for those who are exposed to it should be one of the leading factors to be analyzed and understood when one wishes to evaluate or engage with some specific teaching or education process. Besides, once a person has chosen a particular teaching system and becomes associated with it, the knowledge of the aimed results in a more explicit way can also contribute significantly so that the person may remain firm and focused towards what has been proposed to him or her. Returning, then, to the text of Hebrews 8, verses 10 and 11, it may be noted therein that the Lord, in addition of the revelation of some characteristics of how the teaching in the New Covenant is designed to work, also explicitly states the results that people can achieve if the manner of functioning of the teaching system of this New Covenant is followed or practiced as instructed. For people to know, already in advance, that teaching in the New Covenant aims at singular and clearly defined results, the Lord, along with a description of the primordial way of functioning of teaching in the New Covenant, has also announced what are the primary results to be expected by those who receive the invitation to be part of this covenant, saying, 1. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. By this way, in addition to declaring that the relationship of each child of God with the Lord is the primary functioning aspect of the teaching in the New Covenant, the Lord also stated the reason why this same point is so paramount. The Lord has revealed to the world His teaching proposition, which is part of the New Covenant offered to humankind in Christ Jesus, for the primary purpose that each human being may know God as the Lord desires each one to know Him, as well as for that the Lord may be God in each person's life in such a way that each one may indeed be considered part of God's people. The call for people to receive the New Covenant, and its way of teaching, firstly aims to have people saved in the Lord, but this so that they, as saved, may know personally and closer the Lord who redeems them, remembering here once again, that salvation or eternal life, as announced by the Lord, is associated inseparably with knowing the Lord. John 17, 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. In the New Covenant, all points work perfectly for good so that anyone who receives it may also attain the perfect results which are offered by the perfect and the unique eternal Lord. The covenant in which receiving eternal life and remaining in it is synonymous with knowing the Lord personally and increasingly. Given the fact that the Lord is eternal and the riches of both His wisdom and His knowledge are unsearchable, Knowing the Lord obviously does not mean that one can achieve the fullness of God's knowledge, but that one may know the Lord to the appropriate and satisfactory extent so that one's faith in the Lord may be unshakable, as well as that, by the trust in the Lord, one may also live and walk in the good, perfect, and pleasing will of the Lord for his or her life. It is through the relationship with God that a person can achieve the privilege of knowing the Lord in the way one needs to know him. And, in turn, it is through knowing the Lord appropriately that a person can more accurately understand all that one needs for the newness of life offered in God, as it is explained in a very objective way also in the following text. 2 Peter 1:1-3. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Given the fact that the Lord Jesus declared that although eternal life is witnessed in the Scriptures without, however, being in them, but in the Lord himself, and yet considering that eternal life is knowing the Lord, it is also to be expected that the provision that instructs and sustains a person in eternal life comes from the Lord himself, an aspect also widely witnessed by the Scriptures. Although there are many other amazing results that outcome when a person exposes oneself to the New Covenant and its teaching, a central result that should always be objectified through the referred teaching is to know the Lord, who bestows eternal life and all its accompanying aspects. To make it possible to know the unique Creator personally, to be able to have the Lord as God in the personal life and become part of God's people through a living and personal relationship with the Lord himself, are the preponderant results of what is offered to the people in the text of Hebrews 8 through the New Covenant and its way or system of teaching. We reiterate, however, once again, that the preponderant results mentioned above are only possible to be achieved if God is chosen as the instructor of the person who wants to achieve what is proposed to be achieved in the New Covenant. Therefore, the one who teaches in such a way that one can reach the prime results offered by the New Covenant is God himself. Moreover, so that the point remembered in the last paragraphs becomes even more explicit, we would like to show another text from the Scriptures where the Lord Jesus Christ clarifies, in a very objective and simplified way, what is the primary way of teaching in the New Covenant for those who receive the newness of life which is offered to them in the Lord, namely, John 6:45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. In this last text above, it can also be seen that the personal relationship with God leads to the priority learning that the Lord wants all people to reach, as well as that this central learning, in turn, leads the learner to seek more and more the relationship with the Lord. Finally, still looking at the last text above and recalling the subject named the letter or life, we can see from the Scriptures that the Heavenly Father's teaching about knowing God has, as a practical result, the orientation of a person to a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, for it pleased the Heavenly Father to reveal himself to us through his beloved Son, who, in turn, acts in all things to manifest the Heavenly Father to those who believe in him. If a person achieves the result of establishing a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, one has learned the lesson that enables him or her to know God increasingly and in such a way that the faith may be rooted in the condition of having the Lord as God of his or her life, thus also achieving the status of being called the people of God of the New Covenant. Those who are taught by the Heavenly Father receive as the primary result the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who, in turn, guides each child of God to come to the Heavenly Father to know and relate personally to him. He who comes to the Heavenly Father, to be taught by him, is sent to relate to and be instructed by the Lord Jesus Christ, who in all things also expresses the Heavenly Father and teaches people to draw near to their Father in heaven. God's life is in Christ and Christ is in God, just as Christ is one with God and is also God. John 1, 1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 10, 30. I and my Father are one. One of the main effects of God's teaching in the New Covenant results, therefore, in the learning that every learner of the Lord has a need for a personal relationship with Christ Jesus, which is the mark of a teaching that genuinely is of God and that attests that a learner is really following what God primarily intended to teach him or her. Knowing many biblical principles about the Christian life can be very beneficial, but even more important is understanding that the Christian life is lived based on the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The call to a personal relationship with Christ is a fundamental teaching that God makes clear to anyone who comes directly to Him through faith and prayer. On the other hand, if a person does not learn the lesson that the Heavenly Father teaches the truth through Christ, one runs the risk of falling into that group of people who even examine the Scriptures, but that never come to the knowledge of the truth, as also mentioned by Paulo in the text of the letter below. 2 Timothy 3:7. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, once a person learns that the primary relationship of the Christian life is with Christ, and practices it, one also places oneself in a position where he or she can grow successfully in the teachings of the Lord in other areas according to the newness of life conferred by the New Covenant, a point likewise described in the Scriptures, and of which a few more texts are presented below. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 Corinthians 8:1, b, till 3. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. John 15, 4-5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Therefore, the more a person presents oneself before God to know the Lord himself indeed, the more one can also be appropriately taught about the Lord and the heavenly instructions for the other areas of his or her life. Hosea 6:3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning, he will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.